Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Svachim Daf Dalid. We are holding at the very top of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, the Nisham Bishrev and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, the Zeich and Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, and Nisham Bishrev and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Myra and Alon McGilner in commemoration of the second yard site of their grandson, Yisrael Eliezer ben Yeshua Pesach McGilner. In his short life, he inspired many. His holy neshama should have an aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Rabbi Yechiel and Adina Weberman in memory of Rav Yechiel's father, Eli Weberman, Shmuel Yitzchak Eliyahu, Ben Rav Pinchas Aaron, Zichron Levracha, neshama should have an aliyah. And it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program designed to enable you to master Halacha Bi'iyun with shiurim given by Rav Ami Merzel Shlita under the guidance of Rav Victor Nevensal Shlita. After Sukkot, the program will begin Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about today is the source. Basically, the whole daf is about the source of where we know that you need Lishma by Karbanos. How do I know you need Lishma by each of the Dalet Avodos of the Karban, and why you can't learn, why I need a source for each one, why I can't derive one from the other. Just tell me that I need Lishma by one of the Avodos and I'll figure out. Okay, so it's a Din Avoda. So why do I need a source for each and every one of them? And how do I know that Shinoi Bailim is a problem by each of the Avodos? Not only the Lishma for the right Karban, that it needs to be Lishma for the right Bailim. And if it's not for the right Bailim, that's a problem by each of the Dalet Avodos of the Karban. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Shinoi Kodesh is more serious than Shinoi Bailim. It's a more severe concern than Shinoi Bailim. And the Gemara is going to identify four ways in which Shinoi Kodesh is more severe than Shinoi Bailim, but then the Gemara is going to backtrack on two of them and say two of those ways aren't really don't hold water, but the other two still indicate a greater chumrah, a greater level of severity to Shinoi Kodesh than to Shinoi Bailim. Then the Gemara is going to get into Klal Upratu Klal, because we're going to use that as one of the drushas, and we're going to try to figure out some of the details of limitations of when I can apply Klal Upratu Klal and when I cannot apply Klal Upratu Klal. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that it's going to emerge after all of this discussion of how I know the din of Lishma, which psukim teach me what, that there are two psukim that teach the din of Lishma by Karbanos. So the Gemara is going to discuss why is it that I need two psukim to teach me the same basic idea of the din of Lishma by these Karbanos. So again, the whole daf is really just the drushes from psukim to tell me how I know that you need Lishma, both Lishem, the Karban, and Lishem, the Bailim. So says the Gemara, right? That's the question that governs all daf. How do I know that you need a shechita lishma? So it says Gemara, da amakra, because the pasuk says v'im zevach shlamim karbano shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. It says v'im zevach shlamim karbano. So we learn from there that you need zvicha, the juxtaposition of the word zevach shlamim, that it needs to be zvicha l'shem, that shlamim l'shem, whatever karban it is. Says Gemara, v'dilma haynu shemayu. How do you know that that phrase zevach shlamim is there to teach me that you need a zvicha l'shem shlamim? Maybe the name of the carbon is a zevach shlamim. So that's just, it's a two-word name of the carbon. It's all a title, it's all a noun, it's all a description of the carbon. So says Gemara, midichsiv, no, from the fact that the pasuk says hamakriv esdam hashlamim, so zorik esdam hashlamim v'loksiv zevach, doesn't say zevach hashlamim. So and hachaksiv zevach shvaminat he zvicha l'shem shlamim. It must be that it's not just the title of the carbon, because we find this carbon called the shlamim all over the place without the word zevach. So if in one place it says zevach hashlamim, that's to teach me something, and therefore it must be teaching me that you need zvicha lishma, that you need to do shchita lishma. So it says Gemara, okay, good, ashken zvicha sharavodos minalan, you have shown to me that you need a shchita of the carbon shlamim lishma. How do I know that you need a kabbalah and a halacha and a zrika, that all of those things need to be lishma? V'chitei melelef mizvicha, so you'll tell me, well, there's a concept in the Torah called binyanav, that if it says something in one place, we automatically apply it to all other comparable places, unless I have a reason not to apply it. So therefore, all the Torah needs to tell me is that zvicha needs to be lishma, and I'll know on my own that Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika also need to be lishma. No, because mal zvicha shekein efsal shelo l'shem ochlin bePesach, these are not comparable to shechita. Shechita, if you shecht a carbon Pesach l'shem somebody who's not going to be able to eat it, you have in mind the bailum of the carbon, maybe the owner of the carbon, but he's a chola, he's a zakein, he's not going to be able to get down a kezayis of the carbon Pesach, even though he's a bal hakarbon, it's going to be puzzle. By the other avodos, you don't have to do l'shem the ochlin when it comes to carbon Pesach, so it could be that you don't have this din of l'shma by other carbonos either. Meaning, as long as there's some daylight between the dinim of shechita versus the dinim of the other avodos, I cannot learn with the binyanav. Meaning, once I see that shechita is more chamor in some way, so it could be that the din of l'shma is just another application or another demonstration of the relative chumra of shechita to clap by everything else. So I found another chumra that you have by shechita, they don't have by other things. That when it, at least when it comes to Karban Pesach, it has to be l'shem ochlav, not just l'shem bailim, but l'shem people who could actually eat it. Why does it have to be l'shem ochlav? Because the pasuk says ish l'fi achlo techosu alaseh, and the Gemara Pesachim Dash is techosu l'shem shechita. So ish l'fi achlo you shecht. It has to be l'fi achlo. Tosus asks why taka don't we pasul the Karban Pesach even bezrika shelo l'shem ochlav based on the kal v'chomer that if zvicha, which does not have a shinoi that where shinoi bailim will not pasul it. Unless you shecht it al menas to be zorek shalol l'shem bailim, a machshava shalol l'shem ochlin will passel it. So zrika where a shino bailim passels it, kol shkein a machshava machshava shalol l'shem ochlin should passel it. So Tosfos works on that. Tosfos gives a couple of answers to that question. But anyway, so we're still on the lookout. We're still trying to find out how do I know that I need Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Lishma. So says Gemara Ela Amarkra. The pasuk says by Kabbalah Sadam Hamakriv is dam shlamim, so we dash shetek kabbalah l'shem shlamim. Because when you use the word hamakriv, that hakrava means kabbalah sadam. Because the Bryce is going to tell us that later on. So from the word hashlamim, we learn from the fact that it says hamakriv es dam hashlamim, and we already know we're talking about a shlamim. Why does it have to repeat the word hashlamim to tell me that hamakriv, the kabbalah, has to be l'shem shlamim? Okay. Now that you have such a great explicit source that Kabbalah needs to be lishma, why not just say it by Kabbalah and I'll learn shechita from Kabbalah that it needs to be lishma? So it says Mar Mishum Dika L'Mifrach Malah Kabbalah Shkein Psul B'Zor B'Isha. Because it's the you could have pointed out that limud doesn't work either, because Kabbalah has its own chumras, that it's only kosher by zichri kohuna. Kabbalah can only be done by male kohanim. So that's why it's likewise chamor, in that it needs lishma. But by shechita, which doesn't only have to be done by male kohanim, it's kosher bizar, it's kosher even b'isha by shechita. Shechita's kosher to be done by a non-kohen, it's kosher to be done by a woman. So I would think that it's relatively more kal than Kabbalah. So if the Torah would have only told me I need Kabbalah lishma, I would not have automatically known that shechita, which is more kal, needs to be lishma as well. So it says, okay, good. So now I have a pasuk for shechita and a pasuk for Kabbalah. Ashkan shechita v'kabbalah. Zrika minalan. How do I know you need zrika lishma? So v'chitei melelef mehani. Maybe you'll tell me, well, once I know it by shechita and I know it by Kabbalah, so malahani, I should learn from the other two. So says Gemara, no, that wouldn't be a good limud, because malahani shekein tunas tzafon, the shechita and Kabbalah have their own chumras that are unique to them that don't apply to zrika, because shechita and Kabbalah need to be in the tzafon. They're dafka done in the tzafon. Shechita's kachim kachim and Kabbalah's dam of kachim kachim has to be in the tzafon, but kachim kalim could be shechted anywhere in the azara. But the point is at least for kachim kachim. V'yesham b'chatos apnimios, and it applies by Chatos HaPnimios as well. So it's dafka because it has these chumros that maybe that's why it needs lishma, as opposed to by Zrika, where there is no din of tzafon by Zrika, and Zrika Saddam doesn't apply by Chatos HaPnimios, because Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it doesn't apply by Chatos HaPnimios. You do take the dam and you put it somewhere, but it's on the Parochas, it's on the Mizbeach HaZahav, it's not on the on the Mizbeach, so maybe there's no din of Lishma either by Zrika. So that's why Elam Rekra, I need a source. The Pasuk says, HaZorek Esdam HaShlamim, Shetei Zrika L'Shem Shlamim. Another Pasuk that tells me that Zrika needs to be Lishma. Great, so I got three out of the four avodos right now that tell me that need to be lishma. So says Gemara, yeah, but why do I need all three? V'lichtav rachmana b'zrika v'leilof mina. Why not just say it by zrika? We've already established that zrika is more kal than shchita and kabbalah is. So if you're going to tell me that even zrika, which is more kal, needs lishma, then for sure shchita and kabbalah are going to need lishma. So says Gemara, no, mishum dikel mifrach, because zrika has its own chumra. Mal zrika shekein chayv ala zar misa. If a zar does zrika, he's chayv. If Zar does Shechita Kabbalah, so he's not going to be Chayiv Misa, and therefore it could be that the Din of Lishma would not apply to them had the Torah not said so explicitly. The Tosos raises the question, but we could have learned Kabbalah and Halacha from the Tzad HaShava of Shechita and Zrika. So Tosos says, based on what the Gemara is going to say later on, that Mal Shechita Zrika, that Chayiv Misa Bechutz, that if you Shech the Behemoth Kachem, or you Zorik the Dam outside of the Azor, you're chayiv misa as opposed to Kabbalah and Halacha, where you're not chayiv for b'chutz. Okay, so that's why I need the Torah to tell me that you need lishma by shechita, by Kabbalah, and by zrika. Great, Ashchan Kulu. Now I have a pasuk for each one, for Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, that they need to be Lishma. But there's still one more avoda, Halacha min Allah. And how do I know that the Halacha has to be done Lishma, that bringing the Dam from the place where you shechted it to the Mizbeach needs to be lishma v'chitei melelech mikulu. Maybe you'll tell me, well, once I have the other three, it's obvious that I'm going to apply the din of lishma to halacha. No, because halacha is more kal than the other three. Malukulu shekein avodos shi'ef shalavatla, that the other three are avodos that there's no way around. There's no bringing a carbon without doing a shechita. There's no bringing a carbon without doing a kabbalah. There's no bringing a carbon without doing a zrika. But tom b'halacha shi'ef shalavatla, if you position yourself properly when you do the shechita and you're close enough to the mizbeach, then you could avoid having to do the halacha entirely. So there's a certain kula in halacha in that it doesn't always have to be done. So elo amar kras, how do I know that halacha needs to be lishma? Because the pasuk says v'hikrav es hakol hamizbecha, that by the Evarim of the Karbonola, it says that the Kohen brings it all and is makterit on the Mizbeach. But Amar Mar, Zo, Halacha Zevarim Lekevesh, that when we say Vihikriv, it means Halacha. And it says by Karbonola, that it also says Vishachas Ben Abakal of Hashem, Vikrib Nar Karnam Esadam, Vizorkas Dam Lezvech, Savesh, Pesach Al Moit. So Vitanya, the Brisa tells me, Vihikrivo Zo Kabbalah Sadam, that even though the simple reading of Hakrava is Halacha, like we said, Vihikriv means Halacha, but never nevertheless, Hakrava is sometimes used to refer to Kabbalah Saddam. Ah, Va'apik Rachmana B'losh Halacha. So, and the Torah uses the term Vehikrav, which sounds like Halacha, to describe Kabbalah Saddam. Why? L'memra D'Halacha L'tifka Meklal Kabbalah. To tell me that all the dinim that apply to Kabbalah will apply to Halacha as well. So from the fact that the word that's used to describe Halacha is also used to describe Kabbalah, so that tells me that whatever restrictions you can have on Kabbalah Saddam, you can have on Halacha as well. And just like Kabbalah Saddam needs to be lishma, halacha also needs to be lishma. So that's how I know now I've established all four avodos that they need to be lishma, they need to be lishem that carbon. Great, says the Gemara, we're halfway there. Va'ashchan shine kodesh shine bailam minalan. Great, you've shown me that that you have to have lishem that carbon. How do I know you have to do it lishem, all these four avodos lishem the bailam of that carbon, that you can't have in mind a different bailam? So the Gemara, Amar Pichas Brei Dravami, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Uvisar Zevach Toda Shlomav. So Zevach means a Zvicha, so it means Shete Zvicha L'Shem Toda, that the Zvicha has to be L'Shem, the right carbon. What does that have to do with the Bailam? Nothing. But a Meinu Inyan L'Shinu Kodesh, Nafkla Mehasam, Tinei Inyan L'Shinu Bailam. There is one of the Midos Shatar and Jashas Ben. It doesn't make our list of 13 that we say every morning with Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, but it does make the more expansive list of 32 midos shaitar and dreshes ben, meaning it's unclear why Rabbi Shmuel chose these 13. Everyone agrees there's more than 13 midos shaitar and dreshes ben. Even Rabbi Shmuel agrees there's more than 13 midos shaitar and dreshes ben. But the assumption seems to be that he picked the most popular ones, except some of the ones he picked are not popular at all, that maybe appear once in all of Shas. So I'm not sure exactly why he chose the 13 that he chose. But one of the midos shaitar and dreshes ben, which is more popular than many of the ones that Rabbi Shmuel chose, is im eino inyan lezeh, tenei inyan lezeh. That sometimes the Torah is going to teach me a drasha that's unnecessary so that I can apply it to somewhere else where it's not actually stated. So over here you have another drasha that tells me that you need shechita l'shma. But I already learned that I need shechita l'shma. Oh, it must be that this is about l'shem bailim, even though it's not what the pasuk is actually talking about. I could apply it to teach me l'shem bailim. So it says, v'haylach yudasa. But is that what the pasuk is teaching me, that you needed to do l'shem bailim? Hami bailil l'chatanya. We already need this pasuk to tell me a different drasha that the Brisa teaches. Ubsar zevach todosh lamav abchanan omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer balamid todosh shchata l'shem shlamim kshera. That if you take a korban todah, even though it's got to be l'shem the right korban, but if you shecht it l'shem a korban shlamim, that is kosher because a shlamim is similar enough to a todah. So you take a todah and you shecht it l'shem a shlamim, that's considered l'shma. But shlamim shchata l'shem todah psula. But in the reverse, it's not l'shma. It's not good enough. If you take a regular korban shlamim and you shecht it l'shem a korban todah, that's going to be possible. That's going to be possible. The shlamim is possible on account of it being shinui kodesh. That's going to be a violation of shinui kodesh. Now, as far as when we say possible, it doesn't really mean possible, right? Meaning we use the term kosher and possible. It doesn't mean the carbon is actually possible. Rashi points out, because the halacha is that when you do a zevach shalol l'shma, the zevach is still kosher, but it's not ol l'bailim shem chova. It just doesn't accomplish the ritzui habailim. So that's what we mean by the word pasal over here, that it doesn't accomplish the ritzui habailim. So my hefresh ben zel lezeh, but says more, but wait, why should it be that in one direction it's kosher, the other direction it's pasal? That a todah l'shem shlamim is fine, but a shlamim l'shem todah is going to be pasal, because todah kriya shlamim, vein shlam kriya todah. Todah is a subcategory of shlamim. Shlamim is not a subcategory of todah. So since it says todah shlamav, it's not extra. So that serves as the makar that a todah is called a shlamim, that a todah is a subcategory of shlamim. So melai still need a source for shinu bailim. Meaning, well, this whole drush was only quoted just to tell me that I'm already using the pasuk you just tried to use to teach me the din of shinu bailim. I already use it to tell me that todah is a subcategory of shlamim, and shlam is not a subcategory of todah. That's what Rashi writes, that the phrase todah shlamav implies the todah that belongs in the category of shlamim, the todah of the shlamim, but not shlamim shel todah. Just like chatas hakal, Torah's Moshe Avdi. It's the Torah of belongs to Moshe Avdi, but it's not that Moshe is belonging to, right? It doesn't go in the other direction. So that's the drasha. So it says Gemara, okay, good. So I still need to know. I still need a pasuk to tell me that shinui bailim is a problem by the avodas of the korban. Sans the Gemara, the word todah shlamav are in fact not extra. They're coming to tell me the chiddush that we derived. But anan mizevach kamrinan, we learn from the extra word zevach. That's where we learn the din of shinui bailim, because it could have just said todah shlamav. It's not what it says. It says uvasar zevach todah shlamav. So from the word zevach in that pasuk, I learn shinui bailim is a problem. But still we could ask that extra word is used for a different drasha that's quoted in the Brisa. Chatos v'asham minayin tamalomar zevach. That how do I know that chatos and asham are limited, that they can only be eaten on the day that you're makriv them and the night that follows, but not like a korban shlamim the next day. They cannot be eaten beyond that. Oh, it's because the Torah says u'psar zevach todah shlamav, and a korban todah is only eaten that day and that night. So from the word zevach, we see that a chatas nashim can also only be eaten that day, that night. So the word zevach is not extra either. And if the word zevach is not extra, so then again, we're still stuck. How do I know shinui bailim? So imkei nichtov kra ubesar todah shlamav zevach. It should have ordered the word, same three words, but they should have appeared in a different order in the pasuk. Zevach should have been at the end, because it should have been positioned right next to the zman achila, if the word zevach Aruch is only telling me that a chatas and osham are limited to the same zman achila that a korban toda is. Mayu b'sar zevach toda shlamav. Why does it position the word zevach before the words toda shlamav? Shema mina tarti. It must be that it's able to tell me that there's a problem of shinoi bailim as well. So that pasuk, every word is doing heavy lifting in that pasuk. So the word zevach is doing double duty. It's teaching me a din by its existence, that chatas and osham are limited for one day, one night, and it's teaching me another din by its placement, that you need to have l'shem bailim. So great, says Gemara, good drasha. Ashkon zvicha. Now I know that zvicha needs to be l'shem bailim. Shara vodos minalan. How do I know that the Kabbalah, Halacha, and zvicha also need to be l'shem bailim? V'chitei melech mizvicha. Maybe you'll say, well, once you tell me that zvicha needs to be l'shem bailim, I'll learn the other avodos as well. Well, mal zvicha shekin posel shol l'shem ochlin bepesach. Zvicha has its own chumra in that if you shech shol l'shem ochlin, people who are cholim or elderly or whatever, are not going to be able to eat a kazayas, that ruins it by Korban Pesach, where the other avodos don't have that chumra, so you cannot learn from zvicha. So the answer is Gemara, nemra zvicha b'shinri kodesh, v'nemra zvicha b'shinri bailim. Well, the word zvicha appears by shinri kodesh, and zvicha appears by shinri bailim. So ma zvicha amur b'shinri kodesh l'chalak min zvicha l'shar avodos, just like we spent the first half of this amud showing that shalol l'shma is not only a problem for zvicha, it's a problem for Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, so therefore, so we're going to assume that once you're going to tell me that a shinri bailim is a problem by the zvicha, we're not going to distinguish between zvicha and all the other avodos. So we'll use the first half of the amud to pretty much help us with the second half of the amud. So says Gemara, really, whatever is going to be true by shinri kodesh, you're automatically going to apply to shinri bailim. Ikal mifrach, but we could ask that no, shinri kodesh has four different chumras that shinri bailim does not have, and therefore you cannot say, oh, if we're machmir and all dalet avodos by shinri kodesh, we should automatically be machmir by all dalet avodos by shinri bailim. There are four chumras that you have by shinri kodesh that you don't have by shinri bailim, and they are as follows: mal shinri kodesh, ikal mirvach mal shinri kodesh shekin psula begufa. First of all, shinri kodesh is a psul in the gufa korban. Shinri bailim is not a problem with the animal itself; it's a side issue that you had the wrong owner of the korban in mind, so it doesn't seem as strong. It's not about the korban itself. Second of all, yeshno ba'arba avodos. The problem of shinri kodesh applies to all the four avodos adam because we had a pasuk to teach me each one of them. As opposed to shinri bailim, it's only when you have a machshava at the shas shchita to be zorik the dam, not l'shem the bailim. But if you do that, you have a machshava at the shas shchita that you're doing the shchita shalol l'shem the bailim, that's not even a problem with shinri bailim. I mean, the whole issur of shinri bailim is to do any of the avodos with a machshava zrik shalom l'shem the bailim. To have a machshav that you're doing the zrika, not l'shem the bailim, because the zrika is where the kapara happens. So that doesn't apply to shinri kodesh. By shinri kodesh, any of the avodos themselves, shalom l'shem, that carbon is going to passel it. Shinri bailim, yes, it's a problem with all four avodos, but only when you're doing that avoda, you're thinking about the zrika, shalom l'shem the bailim. And third chumra, v'yesh l'achar misa. Shinri kodesh is more chumra than shinri bailim, because the person is mafresh a carbon and dies, and the Yarshim bring his carbon, a shinri kodesh is going to passel it, and the Yarshim therefore have to bring another carbon from the father's Yerusha, as opposed to by a shinri bailim, which is only a problem with b'chaye bailim. Once the guy dies, they're not the bailim of the carbon. So if let's say the father dies and they're bringing that carbon and they have in mind that it should be the shame of different bailim, they do not have to bring another one, because the bailim, he's not the bailim anymore, he's dead. So since he's not the bailim anymore, it's not a violation of shinoi bailim anymore for him to bring another carbon. Now Tosfos points out that this distinction only works if you hold shibud daraisa. That min haTorah, all of a person's nechasim are meshubad for a chov, for any chov that he has, and memel it's going to be meshubad for the chov of a carbon that he has as well. So then you can say, oh, so if you do a shalol l'shem the carbon, so now you have to bring another one from his estate, because his entire estate is meshubad to bring that korban. If you hold shibud alav the oraisa, that the whole concept of shibud nechasim is not the oraisa, so then this is not true on a daraisa level. It wouldn't be true that shalol shema, you would have to bring another korban if you shachted shalol shame that korban after the father had died. So Tosfos is bothered. How come the Gemara doesn't point that out? Meaning the Gemara is about to point out why not all of these four chumras are so glatt, right? Why two out of these four chumras, so far we only said three of them, but two out of these four chumras aren't so glatt. If this one's not so glatt either, the Gemara should have pointed that out as well. So Tosfos has a couple of terutzim. Tosfos says that even if you say shibud lav daraisa, there's still a difference between shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. In a case where a person was chayiv one karban and he's makdish two animals for the karban, and he said one of them should be brought on the mizbeach and the second one should be in achrayis. Meaning, even if shibud is lav daraisa, you can set it up that you're going to make a second animal as achrayis for the first one. So if there was shinui kodesh, and they had in the first one, then they'll bring that second one. Then they'll be chayiv to bring the second one, even if shibud is lav daraisa, because he set it up that way. But if the bailim, if it was a shinui bailim, they will not have to bring the second one, because the shinui bailim is simply not a problem once the guy is dead. Then Tos says the nafkamina might be legabe iser, that even after the misa sabailim, you're not allowed to shech the korban b'shinui kodesh. Maybe in a chinami, his estate is not meshuba to it. It will not be, you will not have to take another animal from his estate. But you're not allowed to shech a korban b'shinui kodesh. Whereas if the bailim is dead, you're allowed to shech the shinui bailim, because he's not the bailim, meaning it's not even called the shinui bailim. He's dead, right? Once a person dies, he doesn't own anything anymore. So maybe that's the nafkamina. Okay, v'yeshno, and the fourth chumra that you have by shinui kodesh, you don't have by shinui bailim, is v'yeshno b'tzibur k'biyachid. That shinui kodesh applies by korbanos tzibur, just like they do by Karbanos Yachid. There's no din of Shinui Bailim by Karbanos Tzibur. Why? Because the entire Tzibur is the Bailim. There are no individual Bailim. Tos says, yeah, what if you have in mind that you're Shachnit L'Shem a guy? So is that going to be a din of Shinui Bailim? So it tells us, no, because Shinui Bailim means that you have in mind for somebody else who could also need Kapara. But there's not going to be anybody else who could also need Kapara meaning the guy is not a Bar Chiyuva at all in the Karbanos HaTzibur. So says Gemara, okay, so we've now pointed out four distinctions, four ways that Shinui Kodesh is more chamer than Shinui Bailim, and therefore, just because by Shinui Kodesh, it applies, the psul applies to all four avodos, you can't necessarily say that the same is true by Shinui Bailim. Says Gemara, yeah, but v'alfagav detarti lav dafka, tarti mi adafka. You could poke holes in two of those chumras, but the other two are still glat. The other two are still going to hold water. So Maishna, which two can you poke holes in? Maishna Shinui Bailim delavi psul b'gufo, Machshava b'alma, Shinui Kodesh nami Machshava b'alma hu. What do you mean? We said that one of the chumras of Shinui Kodesh is that it's a psul in the guf of the korban. It's not a psul in the guf. A mum would be a psul in the guf of the korban. There's nothing physical at all about this korban. When you have a machshava, that instead of it being a shlamim, it's going to be an ola. That's a psul in machshava. So ella kivin da achshava pasla, chenami kivin da achshava pasla. What difference does it make whether your machshava is l'shem a different korban or l'shem a different bailim? It's a machshava. It's not in the guf hakorban. So that first distinction is not a real distinction. Rav Pinchas Breid Amari da Amar Yeshinu Bailim Leachar Misa Tarti Miyekel Mifrach. And if you assume that Shinu Bailim is probably even Leachar Misa, that a person is still considered the owner of his korban Leachar Misa, and therefore Shinu Bailim is even a problem Leachar Misa, so then that fourth distinction about Leachar Misa doesn't hold any water. Okay, but distinctions number two and three, that third distinction doesn't hold any water. But distinctions number two and four still hold water, that it's yeshno ba'arba avodos, that shinui kodesh applies to all four avodos and doesn't have to be attached, doesn't have to be tethered to the zrika, and that it applies by korbanos tzibur and korbanos yachid, not only to korbanos yachid. So bottom line is, the kasha still stands, meaning we're now back to square one. How do I know, when it comes to the din of shinui bailim, that applies to all four avodos? We spent the first half of Amaral showing that shinui kodesh applies to all four avodos. We then showed how shinui bailim is a problem by the shechita of a korban. How do I know that shinui bailim is a problem by all the other avodos of the korban? So Elam Ravashi Amarka, because the pasuk says by the parsha of the korbanola, v'nirtzalo l'chaper alav, and we darshin v'lo al chavero, that the kapara has to be l'shem the bailim and not l'shem anybody else. Kapara is accomplished by zrika. So I see from there that if you do the zrika sadam l'shem other people, the korban is not going to count for the bailim l'shem Shem Chova, when you do the Zrika, so you see Zrika. So it says more Vahila, but still, is that what that word in the Pasuk is coming to teach me about Shinu Bailim? Haimi Bailil Chitana, we already need that word of love to tell me something else that the Brisa teaches. Vinirtzala Lechaper Alav, Rabbi Shimon Omer Esha Alav, Chayav Bachriso, Veshenu Alavenu Chayav Bachriso. That teaches me the basic din of the difference between Neder and Nedava, that if you say Hare Alai, that I'm taking a personal commitment, so then if you designate an animal and it gets lost or whatever, so you have to bring another one. And if you say Hare Zoo, and then it gets lost, so then you don't have to bring another one. I learned that from the word of love. From my time, Alai, since he said Alai, you're taking it on your shoulders. So I answered Rav Ashi, mi v'nirtza lo l'chaper ka'amar. He's telling me that the Riboy of the Pasuk by Shinoi Bailim is from the fact that it says lo l'chaper, meaning lo, not from a love, but from the word lo, lamed vav, lo l'chaper v'lo l'chaver l'chaper. So that's how I know that Zrika, Shlo L'Shem Bailim, is a problem. Says Mar, great, now we're good. Ashken Zvicha Uzrika. Now you've shown me that two out of the four avodos, Shlo L'Shem Bailim, are a problem. You showed me Zvicha, you showed me Zrika. Kabbalah min Alan. How do I know Kabbalah Shlo L'Shem Bailim is a problem? V'chite melev mi Zvicha Uzrika. You'll tell me once it says it by Zvicha Uzrika, so then obviously it's going to apply to Kabbalah as well. Nope. Mal Zvicha Uzrika, Shekein Avod Shechayev Nala Bechutz. Zvicha and Zrika, you're chayev outside of the Azara, you're chayev kares for doing them outside of the Azara. So that's a chumrah that they have. Kabbalah doesn't have that same chumrah of being chayiv karis for doing it outside of the Azara. So it could be that you don't need the shame bailim by Kabbalah. So Ella Amar Ravashi says, you know what? I'll show you how we know Kabbalah has to be the shame bailim. Asya me'el nazir. Tichziv v'sa'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim sh'tei asiyasu l'shem shlamim. So we see that the asiyah of the el nazir has to be the shame shlamim. Now, the main winni l'shinu kodesh, and so that's not shinu bailim, that's shinu kodesh, but Menu in the Shinu Kodesh, Nafkle Measam, but we already had a drasha teach me Shinu Kodesh. So today we need the Shinu Bailim. Like we said, it's one of the Midrashat Torah drash, but if I'm not going to use it for Shinu Kodesh, I'll use it to tell me Shinu Bailim that all the Avodos are possible Shinu Bailim. So I'm going to Rav Acha bar Abba L'Rava, Ema Ya'aseh Klal, Zevach Prat. Maybe we should darshan the pasuk as follows. It says Ya'aseh, that's a very general term. Zevach is a more specific term about Shechit. So Kal Patin Mechal Masher Prat Zvichin Midiachrin Lo. Meaning, maybe you're right. That pasuk is teaching me about Shinu Bailim, but maybe it's only teaching me about Shechita with the Shinu Bailim. How do I know about Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zriko with the Shinu Bailim? So Iksiv Yasa Shlamim Zevach Kedekamrit. If it would have said Yasa Shlamim Zevach, then you'd be right that Yasa includes everything, and Zevach is only about the Shechita. Hashad Iksiv Yasa Zevach Shlamim. So Havale Klal She'inu Malei. The Klal doesn't. It doesn't complete anything. It's only after the kol klal sheinu malei ain't done also b'chal prat. And any klal that's not malei, we don't apply it to klal prat. And therefore, we could still learn from this klal that all the asiyos of the shlamim have to be the shem bailim, including kabbalah. So it says Gemara Ravina Amar liolam danin. No, really, I will use it as a klal prat. And nevertheless, I'm still going to include all of the asiyos the shem the bailim, not only that which is explicit in the Prat, because V'la Hashem Chazer V'Kalal. Because once it says Hashem, it's an extra klal at the end. So it's a klal, a Prat of klal, so it includes everything. So Amle Ravach Midifti Ravina V'lo Dami Klal Kamel Klal Basra. But the first klal of Ya'aseh is very different than the second klal of Hashem Klal Kamel Marba Asios. The first klal comes to tell me Ya'aseh different Asios, things that you do that are designated for the kapara of this karban, like the four Avodah Saddam. Visulo, but that's all it teaches me. Kol Basra, Kol Hashem, Kol Basra, Vafilu Shvich Shirayim, Aksar Seimurin, implies even things that are not related to the kapara of the karban. Even the pouring of the Shirayim of the dam into the Yisod of the Mizbeach, and the Aktar of the Emurin on top of the Mizbeach. So answer the Gemara, Hatam Devi Rabbi Shmuel, B'chol Yoprati, Darsh Kei Degavda, Kol Pratu Klal. A little lesson in Kol Pratu Klal, that even if the Kol Kamen and the Kol Basra do not perfectly align, that's good enough. So So we only darshan that which is similar to the prat, and therefore ma prat mufurish avodu bina l'shman av kol avodu bina l'shman, and therefore just like the prat is one of the dalar avodos, so we learned that the dalar avodos need to be l'shma, but the haktar seimurim and the shvicha shiraim don't need to be l'shma. Ima prat mufurish avodu v'chayv nela b'chutz av kol avodu v'chayv nela b'chutz. But wait, the prat is zvicha, you're chayv for b'chutz, so maybe the prat only includes that which you're chayv for b'chutz, and therefore shchitu zrika in kabbalah v'holacha alone. Maybe it only includes shchitu zrika and not kabbalah and holacha. Inami ma prat mufurish dover aton safun v'yesh l'mechatos apnimios av kol dover aton safun yesh l'mechatos apnimios. Or if it's klal prat uklal, maybe we should limit it to a limit of that those that require being in the north and apply to chatos apnimios. Shchitu v'kabbalah minalan, shchitu v'kabbalah in zrika lo, and therefore zrika would be excluded. See, ikal meimrachi. Yeah, but I'm not sure how to darshan the kol prat uklal. I could say that it's excluding anything that's chayav nala bechutz. I could say it's excluding anything that's not chayav nala bechutz. I could say it's excluding anything that's not ton sofon and yeshna bechatos apnimios. So since I don't know which way to go, shkul and hain and yavo shnehen, and therefore I just am all inclusive in the kol prat uklal. Lishna akrina v'chad chad teiku b'milsa, which seems like saying basically the same thing, that I'll darshan all of it because I'm not sure which way to go, what to darshan, what not to. Viba yisema zrika midravashi nafka. Or we could say another teretz that it can't be that the klal is coming to be marba the din of l'shem bailim by zrika, because zrika I already know from Ravashi's drasha, so from nisal l'chaper alav. So it must be that the klal prat uklal is coming to teach me kabbalah as well. Okay, I'm right in the middle of a drasha. I'm really sorry to do that, Michal. Michal will give tomorrow's daf, and I'll be back on Shabbos. Everyone have a good day, a good Shabbos.